Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
The BBC presenter Jeremy Paxman is stepping down as the host of University Challenge after 28 years, the BBC announced today. He's presented the quiz show since 1994 and will film his last episode this autumn. The news could be a welcome one for some contestants who've suffered the wrath of Paxman. Here's a reminder of him in action.
20th century, who held the position of Prime Minister of the United Kingdom?
Trinity Morley.
Margaret Thatcher.
How did you know I was going to ask for the longest period of time?
Well, what else is it going to be?
OK, let's see if you get these bonuses right. They're on French land borders, you smart asses.
Rick O'Shea is an RTE Gold presenter and celebrity mastermind champion, an all-round quiz enthusiast, a Paxman fan, Rick.
Oh, God, that made me laugh. I'd forgotten that one. Yes, very much so. I mean, I don't think if you've watched quiz shows over the last, now, whatever, 29 years, almost 30 years that he's presented, that you can't but be a Paxman fan. Because, yes, he can be very harsh, but he's also very fair, and he's got a right sense of humour as well.
He kind of has sort of a cult following, but it's entertaining even if you don't know the answers to those questions, or any of them in some of our cases, perhaps.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this today, about why people watch University Challenge. Like, they're the hardcore quiz nerds like me who are watching and playing along every week, and there are groups on Facebook that we're in and all of that kind of thing, and we play in leagues. Then there's those people who just love the idea of getting, you know, three or four right in a single show. They've done really well. And then there's others who, you know, it's quite a satisfying thing, I think, to watch smart kids being smart at doing smart stuff.
Now, is there a surprise in this announcement? Because I've been reading that Paxman revealed in May of 2021 he'd been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think there is, John. If you've watched University Challenge over the last few years, certainly in the last maybe 2 years, 3 years, maybe since just before COVID, his style of question asking has been slowing down. Certainly if you compare the most recent series to, let's say, a series from 5 or 6 years ago, he's operating at a kind of different speed, which is the nature of doing a show for that long. And, you know, by the time he finishes filming this series, he'll be 73.
He said he's had a blast hosting this wonderful series. I've no doubt there'll be a huge following for his last shows. Amazing, he said, to work with his team and meet some of the swattier brains in the country that give him hope for the future. So who might replace him? Because the BBC has us guessing on that one. I think they're to announce it later this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a big job one way or the other. They've had their biggest ratings for University Challenge since lockdown. There's about 3.5 million people watch it every week. So there is a focus in this, and they obviously have to change presenter with Mastermind recently as well. Clive Myrie has done a brilliant job taking over Mastermind. I think probably this time around, and it's probably been a very long time in coming, I think it has to be a woman to present. So I think you've got a very, very short list of the likes of Fiona Bruce, maybe Kirsty Wark, Sophie Raworth, Emily Maitlis, those kinds of people. I think Samira Ahmed would have made a brilliant presenter, but she's gone on Twitter this afternoon to say essentially that even though she was acting as a backup presenter for him, but, you know, they haven't spoken to her about it. So if they're announcing this week, I'll dare it's not going to be her.
OK, irreplaceable, some might say. He'll be missed. Rick O'Shea, thank you very much for joining us. Rick O'Shea of RTE Gold there.